USA News. I'm John Schaefer. There's been a big drop in border encounters since Title 42 came to an end on Thursday. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas on CNN's State of the Union.
Approximately 6,300 on Friday and about 4,200 yesterday. And we saw over 10,000 before the end of Title 42.
While he said it's too early to say if the surge has peaked, he credits the drop with the Biden administration coming up with a plan for the end of Title 42 and sticking with it. There's no deal yet, but President Biden is sounding hopeful one will be reached to raise the debt ceiling. Speaking to reporters after giving a commencement speech at Howard University, the president said some progress has been made in weekend negotiations, but we're not there yet. Purchasing a gun could get tougher for young adults across the USA.
President Biden is calling on states to strengthen background checks for those purchasing guns who are under the age of 21. In an op-ed Sunday in USA Today, he's asking states to pass laws that give the federal background check system access to all records. In doing so, he's hoping to prevent more mass shootings. Biden's plea comes 1 year since 10 people were shot and killed at a supermarket in Buffalo, New York. I'm Jeremy Scott.
Seven people were injured at a gathering in Yuma, Arizona Saturday night. All seven are hospitalized after being shot. Police received a call about an aggravated assault in a neighborhood. When they arrived at the gathering, they found the seven victims. Yuma is on the Arizona-California border, about 5 miles from the border with Mexico. It's day 13 for the writer's strike that has brought the TV and film industries to a standstill. Thousands of writers continue picketing at Los Angeles area studios, including Universal, Disney, Warner Brothers, and Paramount. Writers want better pay increases and guarantees that they won't be replaced by artificial intelligence. This is USA News.
My friend and I are taking a trip to Mexico this year, but neither of us speak Spanish. So we downloaded Babbel and started learning Spanish fast.
Want to start getting conversational in another language in as little as 3 weeks? Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons were designed by language experts to be the most efficient and effective way to learn a new language.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
Babbel, language for life. Celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.
A rare spring heat wave is going to start cooking the Pacific Northwest today. Temperatures are expected in the 90s in both Seattle and Portland. A high pressure system is raising temperatures 25 degrees above normal for the region, stretching from Northern California to British Columbia. That heat wave will push into Western Canada on Monday. Billions of dollars are being spent on mom today, and rightfully so. It's Mother's Day.
The National Retail Federation says 84% of U.S. adults plan on getting mom a gift. They estimate over $35 billion will be spent on gifts and outings for mom this year, with the most spent on flowers, jewelry, electronics, and special outings. I'm Corey Myers.
56 new Starlink satellites have been sent into orbit. They were launched by SpaceX this morning. A Falcon 9 rocket blasted off from Cape Canaveral in Florida just after 1 a.m. Eastern time. The rocket's first stage returned to Earth 8 minutes later, landing on a SpaceX drone ship stationed in the Atlantic Ocean. The City of Angels is going to honor Old Blue Eyes tonight. L.A. City Hall will be lit up in blue to mark the 25th anniversary of Frank Sinatra's death. The singer and Oscar-winning actor died May 14, 1998 at Cedars-Sinai Hospital. And the Powerball jackpot is getting bigger. No one picked all six numbers in last night's drawing. That means Monday night's jackpot will be worth $135 million. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go. Shortness of breath. Fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit NoTimeToWait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.